Bhakti Devi. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the material nature is still working until we become Kamadi Nirdahati Kintu Chabhakti Bhajan. When our body is changed into a spiritual body by pure bhajan, then it no longer is affected by the modes of nature and our past karma. But until that time, we're affected. So Prabhupada said on many occasions that if we get a cut finger, we should think my whole arm would have been amputated. But because I came in contact with a great soul and accepted a bona fide spiritual master, I'm just getting a summary punishment of the law of karma. He gave the example of one rich man's son who knows the judge. And the rich man's son did some abominable illegal act. So because he did that, he could have been fined $100,000. But because he's the rich man's son, and the rich man is a friend of the judge, so the judge says, I have to fine you something, but because your father is my friend, I'm only fining you 1 cent. So when one comes in contact with a bona fide guru, he only gets, even if he's not fully pure, he gets a summary punishment of the law of karma. So considering what's happening, not only on this planet, but in millions of universes, how the living entity is wandering through so many species, and how some living entities become meat on a person's plate, and some people become lampshades in World War II by the work of Hitler, some people become melted in the Hiroshima battle, and they have to go on and do that for many, many millions of births. I'm thinking that one of the children who was very brutally, unfortunately, put in a garbage can overnight by a very foolish so-called devotee Gurukula teacher and screaming all night, but still they wouldn't let the little child out, perhaps was supposed to suffer many millions of births in wombs where they couldn't come out of, but they were getting some summary punishment by contact with the pure devotee. And by their good activities, they came in contact with bhakti. Those who lost faith were destined by their past activities to lose that faith because of the obstacles created by their lack of good sukritis. And those who were in that situation, like our own very Madhavi Devi was in a similar situation, and she's come out a blooming, beautiful devotee because of her good sukritis and sanskars, but she also using up some karma by the brutality of Gurukula. But by her good activity, she came in contact with Prabhupada and took advantage of it, then came in contact with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, took advantage of it, then came in contact with Srila Narayan Maharaj and took advantage of it. So Srila Prabhupada is, as Naveen Krishna Prabhu said, he's Mugdada, he's appearing not to know anything, but at the same time he's Sarvajna, he knows everything. And he could have stopped them, but because he's going with the flow of Bhakti Devi and the flow of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, therefore he allowed everything to happen, seeing the larger picture. And also because these devotees did get the impression, even those who left, that benefit that they made from their stay in Gurukula and seeing Prabhupada even for a minute has an eternal benefit, and in their future life they can have more opportunities for devotional service.
I think that all but That is not. He has told right. You will have to understand how he is mukta and how he is sarvagya. But actually this point is okay. If two things are not there, then he cannot come and he cannot play and he cannot help the persons in this world. And that is why his Narlila is going. In the root of the Narlila is these two things are there. He is Mukta and he is Sarvagya. Do you know that Krishna is perfect and supreme personality of Godhead? No doubt, because it has written in Apex, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Ved, Upanishad, everywhere. So Krishna is, without doubt, he is supreme personality of Godhead. And he is Sarvagya also. Why he could not control? He knew that a Mahabharata battle will come. If he is Sarvagya, he is knowing that Mahabharata Yudha will come. So I should warn Pandavas that you should not play a game of
dice.
Tum log ye mat karo, jua mat khelo. You should not play this game. Why he could not warn? If he knew everything, he should have told Pandavas at once, oh, a big problem will come by this, so you don't play this game. He knew everything. If he was warning, then Mahabharata could not have planned, and then Krishna's plan was not successful. And by this, he played so many games, so many good things for this world. Gita came forever. And it was a lesson for all the persons that we should not play that game. So he could not warn. He knew that a chance will come by this, that Draupadi will have to be naked. Why he permitted this? We should consider all these things. Also this thing. He knows what is true and what is
false.
When Asthama was not dead, not killed, why he declared that Asthama is dead? And he repeated Bhim, that you should tell that Asthama is dead, but Asthama was not dead. Why he told like so? Why he told this? It was true or it was false? What is that? So only rare devotee can know that it was true, and 99% nine recurring, they will think that Krishna was telling false. They are not qualified to know these things, realize these things, that Krishna was telling true. That Asthama, not only Asthama, all were dead actually. They were in the mouth of Krishna within two teeth and they were dead. Krishna showed it to Arjuna in his universal form. Everything was clear that all are Bhisham Pitama. Even Arjuna and all were dead. Only Krishna was not dead. So sometimes we can do some false statement, and we unnecessarily we or worry for that. Krishna or his devotees can do something which is not we think that it is not proper. Sometimes Krishna, if any thorn is gone in our feet, then he takes other thorn. Understand? एक दूसरा कांटा लेकर के उस कांटे को निकाल करके दोनों कांटों को फेंक देता है.
And
both. So Krishna did like also that. You should take this statement very gravely. You should know. Krishna did like so. So when devotees, very powerful they come, if anyone not qualified for that thing, even he makes them like that, and by them he is preaching everywhere so many things, and after that he throws out both. Only devotees are there, will be there. Understand what I am telling? Thrones are to, who are in our feet, and that thorn by which we took it. Both are. So there were not devotees, actually. But he has to play a role to preach everywhere Krishna Nam, and he was successful in this. So thorns should be felt, thrown out. No hurt. But they will have some impression. If they are not offensive, they told. Like, we should go to Dwarka and see that Samb and all others were doing some offenses to Durvasa, Narada and all, which they were assembled on at sea. Kaunsa sthan? Prabhati. Krishna was knowing everything. Why he did not warn all the boys not to go and not to be offensive to them? He was knowing everything. He has something that we cannot understand all these things. So if Swamiji had done something like this knowingly, for the gain of whole world, universe, he has taken something. It may be that he has done kripa to all, mercy, but some are not realizing. But anyhow, he will help them. In this, those who had done bad things in their past career, life, if anyhow they have not come to Swamiji, they would have gone to any other schools, and there they will do. Understand? Jadi wo log jinke saath mein bura byavahar hua, you can bura byavahar hua, wo jadi gurukul mein nahi aate to kahin padhne jate, aur unke saath mein wahi cheez hua hota jo yahan hua. किंतु यहाँ पर थोड़ा सा लाभ हुआ, जो स्वामी जी का नियरेंस पाए और प्रसाद पाया, ठाकुर जी का दर्शन पाया, गुड इम्प्रेशन हुआ, और उन सब चीज़ों से उनका वो जो बैड इम्प्रेशन था वो खत्म हो जाएगा और क्रमशः भगवान की भक्ति में आएंगे. ये सुटल and did more bad things.
The same karma would have, because yes, by their past impressions, the same activities would have happened to them, but they would not have had the good chance to come in contact with him, to receive prasad from his hand, to receive so much mercy from him, and to have a chance later on to take up devotional activities.
So we should never be any doubt in Krishna. At the time of Krishna, Kans, Jarasandha, Duryodhan, his party, has so much doubts about Krishna. Oh, his bad character of person.
He was playing with gopis. Those who were married, even they were coming to Krishna and dancing and singing in the night alone. Why? Krishna has told so many false things to his mother, and others. Why he has done? So they used to tell all these things because they have no devotion and anything. So they cannot realize Krishna. For what? किस लिए वो क्या करता है ये समझ में आना साधारण लोगों के लिए बहुत कठिन है. इसलिए यदि प्रभुपाद जी ने विश्व में प्रचार किया, सबको नाम में इंट्रोड्यूस किया और इतना कल्याण का काम किया, तो उसमें जो दिखाई पड़ता है जो दोष, वो हम डिवोटियों को नहीं देखना चाहिए, उससे हम बिविल्डर्ड हो जाएंगे. He had 10 lakhs and lakhs persons. They were drunkards, they were hippies, they were always with ladies and always. And lakhs and lakhs Western. So we should think all these things. Krishna can take Govardhan. No? And he can take whole universe in his hand. He can take poison. He can eat fire. He ate so many times fire. He took so much poison when he was in Kaliyadaha. No? And then he played with gopis. You should do like that. First, we will give some fire in your mouth. And you should take some poison. And you should take Giriraj Govardhan, not Govardhan, only 5 months of anything here. 5 quintals you should take on your head. And then you can play with any lady, then I will see that you are okay. So considering all these things, we should consider that really he has not done. He was Sarvajna and he wanted to do good for all. But some persons who are not pure devotees, they played this role. It was not fault of Swamiji, but it was fault of their karma, bad karma of past births and also of this. So Swami is not fault for all these things. We should realize. Ram knew he was Sarvajna. Ram, why he went to pursue a deer which was married? He knew or not this fact? He knew this fact that, oh, this deer is so beautiful, and Sita is telling that, oh, bring this deer. And he pursued. Lakshman told that it is Maya, I know. Brother, you should not go. Why you are going? But Ram told that no harm, I should go. It will be good for all. And when? So we cannot tell that Ram did it false and he was not knowing and he ran after that, and that is why Sita was stolen. Ram knew this fact and it will be like that because it was his arrangement. So Krishna comes, or any pure devotee, so powerful comes, then he will have to act in these worldly situations. And we see that he is covered with Maya. And he is doing all things under the shade of Maya, but actually not Maya there. So that we should not have any doubt about Swami. Or anyone pure devotee in Krishna, in Ram, or anyone. So we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness, then we will realize all these things.
mentioned one point that also the Prabhupada Maharaj mentioned that the child will come and he may do great and who will develop like that.
But we should try to take lesson from this, that like Krishna, like Swamiji, I will do also like that. Don't do. Otherwise you go to hell. You are not Swamiji. Be first Shankar and then have that poison. Otherwise, not being a Shiva and you are taking the poison, then you are finished at once. No single minute. We are doing like so. So we should be very careful for this. Don't take all arguments on you. It is for devotees and powerful acharyas and for Krishna. What? If they are not doing well, then you should not send. Krishna has given some intelligence. So try to utilize it. When Krishna went to, Narada went to Hastinapur. So Pandavas were doing something, that how we can bring Krishna from Hastinapur. Knowingly they were doing so much. Narada was so much glorifying. So much glorifying. He gave so many points. That points were that Krishna always lives with you and takes your services. He has forced relationship with you. And he sometimes he becomes charioteer. Charioteer is okay. Yudhishthira Maharaj, Kunti and others. So you are best devotees in the world. But what Pandavas are telling? When they became, they heard all these glories. Then they began to weep. Actually, we are not pure devotees. Especially Arjun told that whole world knows that Krishna became charioteer and he obeyed my orders. And also he gave a unique teaching about lakhs and lakhs, but before he gave to son, and after that is what not given. But it is not true. Arjuna is telling. Why? He became charioteer not for me. Why he became? That if he is not becoming the charioteer, then Mahabharata Yudha will not be done. And the demons will not be finished. So knowingly, Krishna became my charioteer. And when I was not fighting, I told that I don't want to fight. Krishna introduced me. And, oh, I am here on your chariot. Hanuman is here. Why you are? And I have done everything. You will have to be only nimitta.
Instrument.
You should be one instrument. I have done everything. And you have conquered everything. My purpose is served. But yet I want that. You should be like instrument to me. Actually, Krishna has done all these things. But Arjuna tells that not for me, for whole world, for demigods, for this earth because she became cow and went to Brahma, and with Brahma she came to Kshirsagar, and Brahma has a very trance, and then Krishna allowed that I am coming. So it was not from me, for me. Jada jadahi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijyam. So Krishna has not come for me, for my family. He has come to establish truth and yuga dharma and to do so many things. So it is not true that he was my charioteer. I was not in a form to fight. He came on my chariot and he introduced me in this, inspired me. Secondly, you are telling, or all are telling, Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dogdha Gopala Nandana Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Gita Amritam Mahat. That Sarva Upanishado Gavo, all the Upanishads are like cows. And the teaching that Krishna took from all Upanishads, and that is called Gita Upanishad. It is the essence of all the Upanishads. And it is not for only coughs. That is, Arjuna is cough here. Okay? It was for whole world. We milk the cows, we take the milk of cows, not for cough. Cough takes only very little to make qualify the cows that they will give milk. So it was not for only. So Arjuna is telling, not for only me too. And it was third class teaching. Third class. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, he told that these are Yobhajya Gita. Sharanagati, I am where? I am bosom friend of Krishna. And Krishna is telling the teaching for lower classes of those who are not still devotees. Sharanagati is the door of bhakti, not bhakti. Not bhakti. It is door. Those who will follow Sharanagati, then they will enter in bhakti realm. And then Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem and all this. So even it is not bhakti, Sharanagati. And he told me that you should offer your all things, your heart, your mind, your body, your senses to me. Oh, it is like upahas. Ridicule for me. Sakha is so on the top of devotion. And this Sharanagati, outer thing, when a man is not devotee, if a man wants to be devotee, he will accept this Sharanagati. It is like a door, entrance, by that we can enter, even not bhakti. And he was teaching me that Sharanagati. Do you think, he asked Narada, do you think that I have no Sharanagati? I am not Sakha of Krishna? And he told, oh yes. You are, you have passed all these things. You have crossed Saranagati. You have entered in the bhakti realm. You are not Sadhakji. So Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti and Bhav, all are in you. Perfect. You have no defect or no anartha, nothing. And moreover, that your bhakti is not mixture of jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya. You are akantik bhakta. Moreover, you have crossed the level of Jnani Prayaso Dubhasya Namanta Eva. You have crossed. And you have also crossed Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati Kuryatang Jadi Kutopi Labdhate Tatra Lolyam of Molyam Ekalam. Quote Janma Sukrita. It has been told for only sadhak, not for siddha. So Arjuna is not sadhak, he is siddha. He has crossed also this level. After this comes Shantaras. Who are they? Sanakshandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. He has also crossed this level. He has crossed so much above. He is not like Sanakshandan, Sanatan. They cannot touch Sanakshandan. Even the lotus dust of Arjuna, Bhim, Nakul, Sadev, Draupadi. They are so high. Also, Hanuman. Hanuman can serve Ram all 24 hours. And he is liberated. But Arjuna, Bhim, Nakul, Sadev, they more superior than Hanuman. Hanuman cannot touch their feet also. Moreover. So Krishna is telling that you should be first take Saranagati. So he is doing some upahas, ridicule to me. Really, if anyone come and he will advise me that you should go and choose any good guru and you should serve him and offer your everything to your Gurudev. And at least you should chant at least 16 rounds. Is it proper or not proper? Why? Why? If I am chanting daily 1 lakh of Hari name, always observed in bhakti, and 100 and 1,000 of person are inspired, and anyone comes and talks, or if you cannot chant 16, then you can chant 18 rounds daily. And don't take egg and wine and fish, anything. And you should not have any girlfriend. If he teaches me, then it is okay. I will say, oh yes, yes. I will do, I will follow you. I may tell. But, so, Krishna has taught me that thing of Gita, it is like this. Gopis are also telling to Krishna. Krishna told to gopis. He sent Uddha, and after that he sent Baldev to go to Vraja, and he used to tell that why they are worried. I'm everywhere. I'm in their body. Like example, a clay pot cannot be without clay. This pot everywhere is clay. Understand? First.
The very construction of the pot is completely made of clay, so clay is permeating the whole pot.
Anyone can purify that clay all should be taken and pot will be also there? Never. So I am in their senses, I am everywhere in them, outer side, inner side, upper side, here, there, and always everywhere. So gopis should tell gopis that I am always with them. Why they are worried? No. They should remember me, chant me, and they should meditate me. Hearing this, what Gopi told? Oh, very good, very good. Oh, you are like sun, giving so much good and instructions to us. But by these instructions, we are having so much heat, like sun gives heat, and we are burning by these lectures. We cannot follow because we are so fallen. Please tell the rishis and maharshis ahushyate naninanabh padarvinda yogeshwarairapi hridiyapi agadhbodhai sansar kupatito tarnavalambam geham jusam manasya udyasana. We are so fallen. We cannot remember and we cannot meditate. Our mind is so here. That is why mercifully you are telling me to meditate and also we know that your if anyone is taking your lot of feet in their heart, all the miseries, everything will go out at once and he will be pure. But we are not like this. We are more fallen. Perhaps that is why you are teaching us to meditate and to chant and to remember, because we have never done this. But you should know that we want to forget you. But we cannot forget you. We want that we should not remember Krishna. Because he has forget us, so we should forget Krishna. But we cannot do. We don't want to think that, oh, Krishna is where? Now he will be on the bank of Yamuna. So our feet are accustomed to go. So even you are not here, our feet go there. We cannot stop. Our mind always remembering you. Yogis have so much effort to do to remember Krishna, and so many bad and worldly things comes in their mind and heart. And we want to forget you, but we cannot forget you because we were with you from childhood when we were naked, like friends. So please, you can be merciful to us. Our mind and heart is same, but worldly persons' mind and heart are not same. So much difference. Our mind is now prominent, heart is another thing. But gopis are telling, our mind and heart are same. What is the meaning? Our heart is Vrindavan. Our heart is not Vrindavan. But gopis are telling that our heart is Vrindavan. And mind and heart are same. Our not. In our body, mind is prominent. What we think, oh, it is good, it is better, it is bad, it is this, it is that, with so many doubts and so many things, and then we do, and we follow mind. But bhakti is in not mind. Where it is? In heart. So Krishna has given that you should give your heart. Bhakti lives in heart. Heart cannot decide that this is bad, Krishna is bad, or Krishna is better. Only he is only charmed only by devotional services. Heart has nothing to do. What he has done, he will give at once and never take return. This is the action of heart. So our heart is Vrindavan. We want that you should come to Vrindavan. Where? Because our heart is Vrindavan. So you should come in our heart like yogis. But our heart is Vrindavan. So if you are coming to Vrindavan, then you are coming to my heart. So please do like this. And why we want not to remember you, but why you are coming? Why you are coming all this? So we want to forget you, but we cannot forget. So for them, Krishna is telling that, oh, you should meditate me. To whom this teaching would be? If anyone condition soul, and he is in very low stage, then he will do first Shravanam, then Kirtanam, then Smaranam. For gopis, there are top of that. Sneh, Maan, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and so, and Krishna is teaching them. Then they are also telling them, oh, you want to cheat us, or you are telling like joke, you are joking us. Actually, this teaching is not for us. You should teach Duryodhan and Kamsa and others, not to us. So, we should try to realize all these things. This is our object and goal. I wanted to explain all these things, but I could not finish it. So I am worried that actually I could not. And if I will explain, even you cannot understand so much. So you will have to come in a level to understand. Like Krishna is telling, mother have not taken clay or earth. And Arsasthama is killed, or Bhim, you should tell, announce that Arsasthama has killed. But Yudhishthira saying that he is not killed, why should I tell false? But Arjun accepted at once. So in this case, Arjun is more superior, because he realizes everything. So we should consider all these things. Don't see here and there what nonsense he is doing, Don't involve your mind in these things. Always concentrate and be one pointed in Krishna. Go on doing. Otherwise you will be cheated. You should try to take the same path what Srimad Bhagavata has told. First you should obey Gita, that we are not this body. Really, you should realize this. And then, sarva-dharmān patyajya. And then try to enter in bhakti realm. And then follow Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Follow the first teaching of 9th canto. And if you are qualified, then try to enter in 10th canto. Gradually. Be like mother, be like friend. And after 10th canto, 29 to 33, and moreover. Don't try to jump. But we'll have to see that there should be some greed to know all these things. If greed is there and Shraddha is there, you are qualified to enter in bhakti realm and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, and all the other things. So try to develop in Krishna consciousness. Try to read the books of Swamiji as an authentic one. You can also read my books. My books is not my books. The books are of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Mana Siksha, Upadeshamritam, and all other Sikshastak, and all this. And gradually try to develop. Perhaps tomorrow we will have one class, and some persons will come to take interview. Journalists may come with video and all other. I think that they should come in the time of class, that all will hear. I will tell in Hindi, but anyone translate in English, because I don't want to lose our classes also. Because
you are more important than any reporter. They will not take in heart my teachings. And you have come so far away here. So I want to help you more than they will take something and they will preach in their video or anything. But actually they will not take our teachings. They will never chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If they have some association, really, they may can chant and be the devotee. So I want to help you more. I know that you have come from so many places, far away, and I have also come so far away. So I want to help you today, only that. Gaur Premanande. Yes, it is true, but it is also false. What Krishna told, it was true, and other things are all false. If you, Bhima was telling that Ashwatthama, this is killed, and Krishna is telling that you should tell Ashwatthama, it is true, and all were false. Yudhishthira was false. Bhima was also false. Because Ashwatthama was dead, actually, Krishna has made like this. He has created whole universe. He has created Ashwatthama. He has killed all, and all are killing. You are dead or you are life, in life. Huh? Yes, what is? If you are thinking that I am this body, then you are dead. And if you have realization of Atma and thinking that I am Atma, then you are not dead. So all were thinking like that, this body is myself, and this Ashwatthama is body, and he is alive. But actually they were all dead. We are all dead, which are thinking that myself is this body. And only they are alive, which are thinking that I am soul, nothing to take birth and nothing to take, die, nothing. No sorrow, no problem, nothing is there. And if you are realizing this, then nothing to preach, nothing to whom you will preach, because all are serving Krishna. Narada knows this. So he does not tell anyone that you should preach. Sukadeva Goswami will not tell that you should. He will never preach, because he is knowing that everyone is serving Krishna anyhow, by this way or by this way. By Anvay and Vitirek, all are serving. And he is seeing only soul, that all souls are serving Krishna. We are also serving, but we have no relation. That is why we are conditioned soul. Like a watch kept in a, covered with a cloth, but clock is going on. Time is going on. Clock is? But we are seeing that nothing is there. But actually, Atma here serving Krishna always. No bandha, no moksha. Nothing. Srimad Bhagavat tells like, no bandha, moksha. Only these are kalpana. Imagination. Soul is soul, and if he chid vastu, then he is serving to Krishna. So these are high class of things. You will have to realize all this. True conceptions, but not, you cannot at this stage, you cannot do. We can realize very little. So this is the fact that all Chetan are serving Krishna actually. No, so Narada goes to Kansa and telling, oh my dear disciple, my dear son Kansa, all the demons are making plan to kill you. So beware. be careful. And consider, oh Gurudev, oh you have saved me by telling all these things. I will be very careful. And again he goes to Vasudev. Vasudev, oh, you should be careful. Can do anything to you. So he is thinking that all are serving. If there was no Kans, Krishna has never come to this world and has done so many pastimes. So Narada is Mahabhagavat. He knows everything. So he does not come to preach that, oh, you should take chant Harinam. Because he knows that he is serving Krishna. Very estranged these teachings. But really this is the thing. We'll have to realize all these things.
Why did he preach to Maharaj Puranda?
Huh?
He preached to Puranda.
Who?
Narada.
Like this. He was playing a trick. Really. For others. And everything is very more tricky than Krishna because he is the disciple of Krishna, tricky Krishna. We cannot think how tricky is he, why qualified. He will go to east and tell that I am going to west. For him, the west and east is same thing. No harm. Huh. Any kirtan?
Mahabhagavat to come down to Madhya Pradesh is there like
that? That is also the answer of that question. Swamiji came in the class of stage of Madhyam Adhikari. That I don't know anything. I am not Sarvajna. And he is doing here and there, preaching all these things. But actually, he is not like a Madhyam Adhikari, he is more than that. So Madhyam Adhikari can do anything wrong, so it seems that he has done something wrong, but actually not wrong. It was okay, everything, for the gain of whole universe. Thus today, any kirtan? Kirtan, you can do? Are you can do? Oh.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Krishna 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Hare.
Radha Krishna Pranamo Jugala Kishora Jivane Marane Gati Arana Himora
Radha Krishna Pranamo Jugala Kishora Jivane Marane Gati Arana Himora
Radha Krishna Pranamo Kishora Jivane Marane Gati Arana Himora
Arana Krishna Pranamora Yugala Kishora Jivane Marane Gati Arana Himora
Kalindira kule keli kadandera bana ratana bedira upar basado dujana
Kalindira kule keli kadandera bana ratana bedira
Shama Gauri Ange Diva Chanda Nera Gandha Kulaba Kabe Herigo Mukha Chandra
Shama Gauri Ange Diva Chanda Nera
Shama Gauri Anga Jivachua Chanda Nera Gandha Shama Radhula Bhakabe Herga Mukha Chandra
Shama Gauri Anga Jivachua Chanda Nera Gandha
Gatiya mala tirmala dibo duhar gale adhare tuli baliva patura tambu
Gatiya mala tirmala dibo duhar gale adhare tuli adiva
Gatiya malati mala dibo duhar gale adare tuliya dibo kapura tambule
Gatiya malati mala dibo duhar gale adare tuliya dibo
Lalita Vishakha Yadi Yata Sakti Bhinda Adhyaya Karide Charanar Binda
Lalita Vishakha Yadi Yata Sakti Bhinda
Lalita Vishakha Yadi Yata Sakhi Vrinda Abhyaya Karibo Shiva Charanar Vrinda
Lalita Vishakha Yadi Yata Sakhi Vrinda
Shri Krishna Chaitanya.